BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Charlotte, I'm 23, and I'm from Pennebont Vale. You might not know this, but I've been picked up by Hugh Grant. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Charlotte.
Hello.
So you've been picked up by Hugh Grant.
I have.
Did you know him well at the time?
No.
You didn't meet him in a toilet, did you? That's where I met him.
You just happened to be in the same toilet, I remember that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your story, Charlotte?
I was in a film with Hugh Grant.
Right. Was it Four Weddings and a Funeral?
No.
Was it About a Boy?
Definitely not. And no, it wasn't Bridget Jones's Diary before you say that one,
all right. Okay, then Notting Hill.
No.
Was it that brilliant one with him and Sarah Jessica Parker, Meet the Morgans?
No.
No? Wasn't his best. Which one was it then?
The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill But Came Down a Mountain.
What?
The Englishman That Went Up a Hill But Came Down a Mountain.
I'm going to look for it. Hang on.
It was in the cinema and everything.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was. It was in the cinema, yeah.
Don't sound so surprised. What happens in this film?
I'm just on the just looking on the internet. The movie is set in 1917 and revolves around two English cartographers.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. They arrive at the fictional Welsh village of Fifan Garr.
It's actually Sam Ryder.
Cartographers make maps.
Oh, make maps. Mm. Who is she? God, it's a, I can't even tell you what the plot is, Scott, really. It's something about maps.
In 1917. Yeah. What else happens, Charlotte?
Basically, they come to make maps of the country, and they only map mountains. And there's the mountain called Funungaru that the Welsh are very proud of. And then they say it's not high enough to be classed as a mountain. So all the Welsh people get together and start building a high peak on it, so then it gets classed as a mountain.
I want to see this now.
You should see it. It's a good one. I've got the DVD. I'll lend it to you.
And you're in it?
I'm in it. And you can see me at the end as well.
What do you do?
Just stand there and smile.
So how did the picking up by Hugh Grant happen?
Well, I was just standing there doing my bit at the end, being an extra. And there's a bit at the end when a girl's meant to get spun around, because it's when the hill gets classed as a mountain.
Hooray!
And I've got a certificate, so it's like, yay. So then he picks up the girl holding the certificate and spins around.
So it's a big joyous scene. Hugh Grant picks up a girl and swings around because, hooray, the hill is now a mountain.
Yep. And then he picked up the wrong girl. Instead of picking her up, he picked me up.
Oh, so he picked up you as an extra and he picked you up by mistake?
Yeah.
So we see you at the end of the film being spun around by Hugh Grant?
No, they cut it out because of that girl is the daughter of a famous actor. And she got cast that part, so they put her in.
So they went, cut, you spun round the wrong girl, you idiot.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you just end up on the cutting room floor?
No, he just sort of plonked me back down and that was it.
And are you still in touch with Hugh?
No. He gave me a signed picture.
Well, that's all right.
But he did that to everyone, though.
Oh.
Have you been in any other films since? I mean, this was your big break, right?
I haven't been any since.
But you are available for any other extra work.
Yeah.
You don't sound that enthusiastic about it, I won't lie.
If any top directors get in touch offering you some work, you'll be the first to know, all right?
Okay, thanks very much.
Good to speak to you, Charlotte.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was at the Royal Welsh Show in the middle of Wales last night. 5,000 young farmers raving away in a field. It's like a three-day show. So many farmers. Like, the whole of Bulleth Wells was taken over. And in the day, they look at sheep and stuff. And then at night, they have a little dance. And I need to say hi to Nick and Gemma and Sarah and everyone from Daffis Powers Police, who I met last night. They listened to the show all the time.
Whoa, what happened there?
Nothing. But it did look like something was occurring. Because at one time, about six of them in full helmets and outfits uniform, sorry. Wanted to have a outfit. It makes it sound like fancy dress. In their costumes.
Yeah.
No, they were real police. Well, apparently so.
You weren't arrested, were you?
No, but it looked like I was being arrested because about six of them wanted to have a photo of me, and I was like, yeah, sure. So if you were passing by at that time, you would have seen about six or seven police officers around me, flanking me, looking like I had done something terribly wrong and arresting me, but it was nothing to see here. They were just having a photo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Fun and Filth Cabaret is coming back to the Edinburgh Festival. Four nights from August 13th, me and Grimmy are putting on another cabaret show, and we want you to perform on your webcam from your house. Let me know what talent you have. You could be on. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email. And you can say you performed at the Edinburgh Festival without even going out. Someone else that wants to be on at the Fun and Filth Cabaret is Peter. Hi.
Oh, hi.
So you're 20 and you're from Wimbledon.
Yeah.
What have you got for me?
I've got impressions. I do impressions.
Yes, I like a good impression.
I'd say my best impression is of Quagmire from Family Guy.
Love that show.
Okay, want me to give it a go?
All right, let's hear him then.
Okay. All right. Giggity, 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 giggity. So, yeah, that's...
I could watch a whole hour of that impression.
Yeah.
I think.
What, the Quagmire?
Yeah.
Isn't the problem with that impression, though, that we knew he was going to do Quagmire before? Which isn't really the point of the impression.
Right.
Oh, come on. I mean, okay, fine.
No, it makes it better for us, because we can then guess who you're doing. So if you do one for us, and then we'll try and see if we know.
Whoa, but some of the impressions I do are, like, really random. I don't know if you'd get many of them.
That's all right. Try us out.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is a really random one.
Okay.
I don't know if you get this.
I'm ready.
Hello, it's me. Just reminding you to get some more oranges from the store.
I think that's Professor Snape.
Yeah. See, no,
from
I didn't think
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Alan Rickman. Yeah.
I thought it was Greg James.
I mean, I guess it could double up as Greg. I don't.
You can use that one as Greg James, I think, as well. Okay, another one, please.
Okay. I know what boys like, I know what girls like, I know what boys like me.
Is it... Kelly Rowland?
No. What? It's Herbert the Pervert from Family Guy.
Of course.
But you can also now say that one was Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, okay. Herbert the Pervert, a.k.a. Kelly Rowland.
Yep. Any others?
I don't know. I mean, Chris is making me nervous, to be honest.
Why is he?
I don't know, it's just the way he looks. But anyway...
You can't see me!
I've seen you on the webcam and stuff, and... Mm. Yeah, I know you're not on the webcam now, but, you know, whatever.
Do you find him intimidating to look at?
No, just...
What is it, then?
I don't know, it's just his face. It's like... nothing wrong with it, it's just like, he's got a sort of face that makes me on edge.
This is going well.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't really insult... Like, the people who possibly could get me on
you just
Edinburgh.
Say what you think.
Chris, don't get me wrong, I think you're brilliant and everything, but when I've seen a picture of you, it's just, the way you sound doesn't match your face. It just really doesn't, and I think that's kind of sinister in a way.
Right, well, he's
my favourite. Please, can we get him on? Your face makes him nervous.
I don't get the impression you've done many auditions before.
Well, actually not. No, it's kind of... a weird situation that I'm in right now where...
It's a nervous thing, especially when you've got someone with an intimidating face speaking
exactly.
to you as well.
That you can't actually
on the
see.
Phone.
Yeah. So, the next one, the impression I do is, like, I can't not say the guy's name because it's part of my routine.
No, don't. Please don't. Can we guess?
Okay. All right, it's me. Trying to save you money, innit? So, what's this then? £10? No. How about this? I'll give you £1. No? All right, how about this? £11. There you go. Job done.
Is it Chris with the intimidating face?
No, it isn't.
What okay, let me guess again,
I think it sounds like your dad, Scott.
Professor Green.
No. Okay, BBC One, Dominic Littlewood.
Oh, of course, I should have got that.
Off of Don't Get Done, Get Dom.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, I like
I think
that
that's my favourite impression so far, actually.
I do Mickey Mouse. Oh, Sugar. I just didn't mean to say that.
Oh, Sugar. Then,
this is the best audition ever.
Go on, then, Mickey Mouse.
Okay, so you better not screw up, okay?
Can you say, Chris, you've got a really intimidating face.
You know, Chris, I find your face intimidating, okay? I've got Sylvester Stallone, which... Oh, fudge. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
What are you fudging about?
Is that the impression?
No. I said the name again. this whole audition has just gone downhill. I basically used this impression once as ID to try and buy a film, but it didn't work.
What?
Well, because I was, like, 16, but I was trying to buy a 15 film.
You're allowed to buy 15 films if you're 16.
Yeah, but I didn't have my ID. That's the problem.
Oh, sure, yeah. So and, you pretended that you were Sylvester Stallone to get the film.
This is my kind of guy.
I thought doing an impression of him to buy the DVD would be good. She said no, but, I mean, I can do the impression of me trying to get the film, the Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, yeah, do that as if you were in the shop.
OK, so I walk up. DVD. She said, do you have any ID? I said, that's basically it. I just mumbled, and then she just said I was a mentalist, and I just went home.
This guy's my favourite.
Yeah. I just think we need to get you on for an hour of talking.
You are amazing.
I can do an impression from South Park.
Yeah, go on.
Don't forget to bring a towel. You know, if you're going down to the pool today, you're going to get wet.
It's Mickey Mouse again.
And Kelly Rowland.
No, it's not Kelly Rowland, for God's sake, Chris. Idiot. it's Towley, the magical towel.
Sure.
Can I just summarise here, Peter? So you do a towel, Mickey Mouse, Sly Stallone, Dominic Littlewood, and Professor Snape.
Yeah. Oh, and Quagmire, yeah.
Brilliant, right. I've written them down.
It's a big repertoire.
I mean, I can do a little bit of Bruce.
I think that at this point you need to get your coat.
Yeah.
I think you've said too much. But I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Good. Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Well, it's a mixture of a lot of love and something else for that guy. But, you know, he stepped up. He did the audition. It's a scary thing to do in front of millions of people on national radio, so fair play to Peter.
I think he's a legend. I just think he was scared of not talking.
Yes, he was scared of silence.
Yeah.
Those people that are just like, I can't have any gaps in the conversation. That was what was going on there.
Someone's tweeted me, and a lot of people seem to be saying this as well. That bloke on the phone on BBC Radio 1 is right. Chris Stark, your voice doesn't match your face. No offence. Now, should I be taking offence?
No, not at all.
Usually when people say no offence, it means you should take offence, right?
It's just banter, Chris. We talked about this before.
But is
you
it
can
a bad
say
thing?
Anything you want to somebody now, as long as you say afterwards. Yeah, it's just banter, though, isn't it? Oh, Scott, I hate your face.
No,
it's just banter,
I don't
though.
Think many
just
people
lol.
Are saying they hate my face. I think they're just saying it doesn't match up.
Oh, Mills, you've got massive ears. Just banter. It actually is quite offensive, but if you put just banter afterwards...
Yeah, but they're not...
That's how people get away with it.
Hold on. I don't think they're saying that they hate my face.
No, I don't think they are. But it doesn't... But I get that all the time, like, because I've been on the radio quite a while. You always get... When you finally meet somebody, they go, oh, I didn't think you were going to look like that. And I was like, what do you mean? It's not a bad thing. It's all fine. People just conjure up an image of...
It might be a bad thing. I don't know.
They conjure up an image of what to expect, and then when they see you, it's like, oh. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Nice face texts are coming in now. That's not banter.
Well, it's a mixture, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Nice face. Don't get paranoid about your face.
I'm not paranoid. I'm just...
Just because one person said that it was intimidating doesn't mean it necessarily is. One man's intimidating is another man's fine.
Right.
Or something. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. And before that, it was Sex on Fire, which is one of your dad's favourites. At that wedding.
It is, yes.
So wrong. How old was your dad?
That was weird, watching him two hands in the air, sort of shouting that, about 60.
Yeah, it's not right, is it? Kings of Leon on Radio 1. It's 2:10. I think that a lot of Scotland and Northern Ireland has the sun that the rest of England and Wales had yesterday. So, hello, if it's sunny, at last, it arrived. In Hampshire, it's so hot that Mark, the boss of this company, has just sent me a picture on text, and today he's let all the workers in his... It looks like a workshop, like a kind of Looks like they're doing metal work. They're all wearing pants. They've just stripped down to their boxers because it's too hot. And I just got this picture of this guy. He's got a black T-shirt on. He's working away, but he is just wearing pants. Good legs, by the way, whoever you are.
I love that people are just sending you in pictures of of them in pants.
So maybe,
oh God, I've just seen it.
If you are,
I think it's woodwork.
Okay, woodwork. It looks like, it reminds me of bad times and metalwork at school. That picture, that scenario.
Mm.
I never finished anything in metalwork. Like, I'd always pretend to be busy.
Yeah.
And then at the end of term, it'd be like, right, so show us your whatever you've made. And I never had.
Yeah, I know, I was pretty bad as well.
I managed to just look busy for the whole term.
But you didn't do it in your pants, I take it.
I didn't, no. But maybe if you are a little bit hot at work today and you're listening right now, just strip down to your boxers.
Why, send you a photo?
Take a leaf out of Mark out of Hampshire's book, and if you are the boss, you know, let your employees feel a little bit more comfortable. You know, you work with these people every day. We're all friends here, or at least colleagues. So, just take off your trousers. I'm not sure this works so well for the ladies. And then send me a picture. Now, this isn't me just perving. I'd just like to see some people without trouser working away today, because it is ridiculously hot.
You're just concerned for the heat, right?
I am, yeah. I don't want people to overheat, because it looks boiling in that workplace that you've just sent there. Oh, no, Nathan Cornwall says, health and safety, Becky won't like this. Naked metalwork. Yeah, that's true. Oh, Lancaster, no one there take your trousers off because it's rainy and cold and miserable. Everywhere else, all fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many builders are texting in. This is happening all over the UK with pictures of themselves just avec underwear and nothing else. Obviously, they've still got their steel-capped boots on and tool belts.
Yeah, many of them tool in hand. It's a lot of them are busy at work.
Yes, but thank you very much for sending in pictures. There's so many people working in pants this afternoon, more than I ever thought would happen. But thank you for all your pictures.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, I'm getting more pictures than I ever thought we'd get. There are some professions, though, that we should ban from wearing pants in this weather. Hairdresser being one of them. I don't think I'd feel comfortable if I was having a trim and my hairdresser's just wearing boxers. Someone just sent one of those in. Put your trousers back on immediately, please. Builders is fine.
Is it?
I think so, because they're generally outside and they will be hot. Chefs? What are we saying? I feel sorry for chefs in weather like this.
I think it's a health and safety.
Chris in Oxford. It's 40 degrees in his kitchen right now. He says, as much as I'd love to, I don't think my attire would be appropriate. I have to wear an apron. That's true. It's probably unhygienic. So if you have removed your trousers, put them back on immediately too. Thank you. Now, yesterday we were saying, wouldn't it be a good idea for us all to bring an old phone in? Because, you know, I've got this temporary phone at the moment because I lost mine.
Mm.
I'm quite enjoying the basic facilities that it offers. I can play Sudoku. I can take pictures. We have no megapixels, but not send them to anyone. I haven't got email on it.
You haven't got predictive text.
No, I haven't
you?
Got predictive text, so I have to go. But I quite like it. Back to basics, you know? We've got too used to our phones being able to do everything, and this one really doesn't. And it's quite retro, I like it. So I said, let's all bring an old phone in today. We'll turn them on. We won't turn them on before we arrive. We'll charge them up in the studio. And we'll see what's on them. Now, I've got to admit, I searched high and low this morning for an old phone, and I think I've chucked them all out. And this is not me just trying to get out of doing it. It's not, honestly. I was well organised this morning. I looked in my puff, which is where I normally put all my old phones in my living room. They're not there. I had at one point, I think about a year ago, three or four old phones, which I would have happily bought in today.
I think if you really looked hard enough, you'd find them.
I don't think I will.
Cheap excuse. I mean, I wasn't organised. As I was running out this morning, I found an old phone. I've got loads more, but they're at the back of a wardrobe. I didn't have time this morning. I've got one, though.
Right, we'll both have a proper look tonight, okay? You've got one here now.
I've got one. It's got a cracked screen, but
we're not going to be able to see the text, because I want to see what text came in at that time. Because your phone, whichever phone it is, well, you'll be able to tell which kind of period of your life it is by the kind of text messages you get and the kind of pictures you get as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure we'll be able to do the text today, just because I can't read it. It's got a cracked screen.
Right.
But we think we can plug it in to get the photos and videos off.
Oh, that'll do for now.
Which I'm concerned about, if I can't actually see them on the phone beforehand.
Before, yeah. Okay. So can we hear maybe and see some of your videos and what you are videoing at this time? What kind of period are we talking here?
I think it's a bit of a risk. I'm thinking 2007-ish.
Which you would have been?
About, I'm trying to do the maths here, probably about 20-ish.
20-ish. Yeah, 20-ish. All right, cool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Richard in Glasgow. He says, all right, Scott, I too lost my smartphone earlier this year, and I'm really enjoying the novelty of my old school phone. Flipping it closed to end a call is a real hit with the ladies who must feel nostalgia for a simpler time. Exactly. It's when you flip it, it's like, oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Can't do that anymore. Also, Chris on the way home from Northampton, what are you trying to say? Maybe it's because it's hot, right? But he's in his car, and he thinks his radio is trying to tell me something. I'm coming out of the speakers just fine, but he sent a picture. If you look at the actual kind of face of the radio, it says failure.
that's harsh.
Just banter. Thanks very much. I think it's probably because of the heat. Hey, Becky.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. Are you still doing your admins for the Edinburgh Festival?
I am, yes.
That's what Becky's been doing at the moment, sorting out the Fun and Filth Cabaret. And boy, there's a lot of sorting out to do.
Because it's so filthy, it's taken me ages to fill out all the BBC forms. So
yeah, we promised extra filth this year. Don't forget, you can be you can watch us on the BBC Red button and on the Radio 1 website and listen to it all on Radio 1 when we're in Edinburgh the week of August 13th. Now, I just wanted you to join us for this bit because yesterday, and I sent you a text last night reminding you, I wanted us all to bring in an old phone today.
It was like homework.
Yeah. So just bring in one of your old phones that you don't use anymore. And the idea was to charge them up, not beforehand, but only when we got to the studio. And then we see what's on the phone, what texts we can find, pictures, etc. Now, you haven't bought one in either, have you?
No, I haven't, because I don't know why there would be anything left on it, because due to my health and safetyness, I always wipe all my phones after I've finished with them.
I just don't, in case.
I don't believe you. Actually, no, I believe you would do that.
Yeah, you would.
But I don't have any phones.
You take it out, you transfer everything you need, and then you wipe it all. So, in case you'd like want to sell it on an auction website or something.
Good.
You don't want someone else turning up with your pictures, do you?
But not all messages go to SIM, do they?
No, a lot of them stay on the phone.
So I was hoping that today I'd be able to bring in maybe my old rubber bouncy blue phone where you could chuck it at a wall and it'd bounce back like a boomerang. Can't find that. Can't find my old flip phone.
You must have one.
I will promise I'll look again tonight, okay? Yeah. But you found one.
I've got one. I was sort of rushing it on the way this morning because I woke up a bit late, but I've grabbed one
that I could find. I used to have that one.
We think it's from around 2007.
Yeah, cracked screen.
Now, I don't remember smashing the screen, but it's got a massive crack along the middle.
Has that happened in the last 24 hours?
No, because I'm happy for you guys to go through this phone. I'm up for this.
We can't read any text because the screen's so messed up.
No, but what we've done is we have plugged it in to get photos and videos. So I can sort of display everything now.
Okay, well, this is a start, okay? And tonight I'll have a look again. And tomorrow we'll turn my phone on, if I can find one, and we'll read out some text.
And I think I know where all my old phones are, so we can go through them.
Okay, let's do this tomorrow.
Right.
But I think what we should do is have a little game where somebody else reads out the text that are on the phone, and when we all guess whose phone that text went to, that's a good game. So what have you got here?
So I've got a couple of videos, a couple of photos. These photos, there's a couple of, I don't know really, how
there's
would you
two girls in a kitchen with their backs to the camera.
Yep.
What is that?
I'm not sure who they are.
They've both got matching hair.
And they look like they may be in uniforms or blazers. Might they be at school?
No, definitely not. That's a picture of a boat. Again, I'm not sure why I took that.
In port, is that what they say?
In Southampton.
Yeah, like a cruise liner.
Yeah.
Can you jazz this up a bit? Because it's boring.
Sorry, I've never been on that. There's a photo of me on a night out.
With big sunglasses.
Hilarious.
There's a picture of a pint.
Why do you take pictures of pints?
And there's a picture of me and the boys out in Prague.
Right, this is 2007.
Oh, from the Prague trip?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a Bish Bash Bosh?
So that's...
Oh, is that the same trip as Having a Laugh in Prague?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beer Not
Which
Fanta.
Which one's Sedosa?
Sedosa is...
I've met him now.
And there's Chinese, Chazza. Cantona, Dougsy.
Cantona.
And Paddy.
Okay, and the videos?
We've got a couple of videos as well.
Okay, let's play this.
Merry Christmas!
Ah, yes. This will be from Christmas at the Misty Moons in 2007.
Right, so just people wishing each other Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's this one? A girl eating a carrot? Whilst watching TV?
I think I just videoed my housemate eating a carrot. Like...
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
She's not even eating it in a particularly interesting way.
I had a lot of time on my hands.
And this is my favourite video, if we can just play this one. Explain what this is, please.
This was a great night out watching Pat Sharp DJ at my union.
I bet he's going to play the Funhouse theme any minute.
This is his intro.
I know, it's just all his jingles.
There it is.
But the video is shot like you're in the booth with him. Are you his assistant? He's just handed you a CD. Are you working for Pat Sharp?
No, I was DJing that night though, but not with Pat Sharp.
So you're stood there in the DJ booth filming him, but also sorting his CDs.
Oh, here we go.
I got the best view in the house.
Yay! Wow, that's a start, isn't it?
The thing is, most people in that audience wouldn't have been alive when that programme was on the telly.
I know.
So they're like, know? Who's this guy? Like,
no, but right, seriously, I always think this, because Funhouse was on years ago, but students, Pat Sharp plays loads of student gigs, they still seem to know it.
Hmm.
When was that on?
Did they know the legend of it?
I don't know. They always
wasn't
got...
on. Was it on when you were a kid, Chris?
Yeah. I used to love it.
Was it really though? Because I thought it stopped when I was a kid, and
no,
you were
no,
like
no.
5 years younger than me.
No, it was on. It was on the same time that you remember. I was on Get Your Own Back when I was 10.
Yeah.
Dave Benson like Phillips.
Kind of, yeah, that kind of time.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm sorry. I will have text for you tomorrow.
Just the
that
videos,
because that was really dull.
Yeah, it was a bit dull.
But it's not ideal for radio. I won't lie.
When the most exciting thing about a link is Pat Sharp video, then that is a bad.
Bad times.
Bad
Let's move
phone.
On.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky, you're jangling a lot today.
I know. I wanted to apologise about this, because normally I don't wear bracelets in the studio because they make too much noise. Mm. But these ones, this morning, I had to buy because I tried them on and couldn't get them back off.
What, so
I'm
you
stuck.
Were in a...
I'm stuck That's in amazing. These bangles.
What, you were in some kind of accessory shop?
Yeah, I went
and
to...
Like, oh, these look nice. I'll try them on. And then couldn't get them off.
Yeah, and to be honest, it does serve me right, because it took me about 5 minutes to squeeze them over my fingers. But actually then, after I'd been trying to get them off, and because it's so hot today, I was getting all sweaty, and the girl went, excuse me, madam, I think you're just going to have to pay for them. And so I had to offer up my wrist to be scanned, and then she cut the tag. Like, I was just sort of stood there like, okay.
Well, otherwise it's shoplifting, isn't it, if you walk out?
That's awkward.
And now I'm stuck in them. She said, oh, you might be able to get them off one by one later if you cool down a bit. I was like, okay, good.
Did you have a proper sweat on as well?
I did, yeah. Because the more you try, you know, like when you get a ring stuck or something, the more you try and get it off, the bigger your finger gets.
It's like that when I had to get that ring removed in the end, because I was in the jewellers and I was like, please get it off. And I was in a shop full of people with my hand in a cup, just a plastic cup of cold water, trying to make my finger shrink so the ring would come off. I looked like an idiot.
So you didn't have to buy it, or was that a ring that you'd already had?
No, I eventually got cut out of the ring. And I suggest that you might have to do the same, because that is not going to go with your dress tomorrow, honey.
No, it's not. Or either that, or I changed my whole wardrobe to turquoise.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
That's another option.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, have you just tweeted to see if I want to go for a kick around later?
It's a bit weird. I've just realised I've tweeted and you're
We're in the
right
same room.
Yeah, but we weren't really talking then. I don't know, I just thought...
Radio 1 must sound quality in places getting hot weather, ATM. Anyone else want to go for a kick around later? I'm so up for that. Scott Mills, ? Do I look like the kind of person that wants to go for a kick around?
You know what? We've never done that, though.
What? So, once it get... Let me understand this. Once it gets past a certain temperature, is it the rules, as a lad, that you have to have a kick around?
No, I just thought it'd be quite nice if after the show, we went to the park, had a couple of cans and...
A kick around.
Kicked a ball around for a bit.
Is that what you do when it's sunny?
Well,
Is that the same as on tap end when you were having a kick around on a hot day and you managed to kick the ball in between the legs of the girlfriend of Lee Latchford Evans off steps?
Yes.
That awkward.
Was one of my finer moments.
Well, I don't want that to happen to me. I've never had a kick around.
But you could.
I don't plan to start.
You could come with me to the park in Pinner and you could kick the ball between the legs of Lee Latchford Evans' girlfriend.
Easy. I've got lottery tonight. Maybe another time.
That's a good excuse.
Now, yesterday, we were talking about BBC Breakfast News. And on there, they were doing an interview with a physio who said one word quite a lot. And that word was absolutely. Says it loads. Even on the first one, he says absolutely when there's absolutely no need for the word absolutely.
How do you know about their other conditions?
Absolutely.
Another string to your bow and it removes someone out of the equation in a way.
Absolutely. It's very, very important that anyone prescribing for any patient absolutely has access to their full past medical history. It will be absolutely paramount. That's absolutely paramount. Absolutely assured.
You wouldn't prescribe unless you'd had access to someone's
absolutely,
medical records.
Absolutely.
So that can't happen.
That absolutely won't happen. That person's full medical history, absolutely.
Is that a requirement?
It absolutely, yeah.
The concern will be that a physio who's not a doctor...
Absolutely.
...in any way has a relationship with you.
Absolutely.
But that
efficient and streamlined care, absolutely. Patient safety is paramount throughout this. Absolutely.
All right, David Baker, thanks very much
indeed. Thank you very much. Absolutely.
Now, I've discovered something on this, and I think this might be my new favourite thing to do. It's the Absolutely Songs game. Using the physio's interview actually works better than the interview itself.
Is it me?
Absolutely.
You can do it with the Kooks. Aidan Grimshaw.
Absolutely.
Or what about Pussycat Dolls?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Absolutely.
Take it old school.
But what I really want to know is...
I'm gonna go my way.
Absolutely.
Let me know at any point if I've got too much free time.
Is your love picking up on what's to come?
Baby, let me know.
Absolutely.
I love that you spend your time making these.
And carry on.
Are you ready? Are you ready for love?
Absolutely.
Or...
Absolutely.
Or...
Is this some way to Amarillo?
Absolutely.
Works for a lot of songs.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Well, how about...
Absolutely.
Now, beating through your speakers is a real sound. And don't set the flame. Are you not entertained?
Absolutely.
I'll go on then, one more.
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you go to bed with me?
Absolutely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I am quite excited about the Olympics now, and I'm not really into sport, but just because it's getting so close, you can't help but kind of get taken up by it. I lost complete interest in Torch Cam, but I'm kind of getting back into it now.
Yeah.
At the moment, we have unconfirmed reports. We have pictures, but the torch is in London... And Vanessa Feltz is following the Olympic torch in what appears to be some van, shouting over the loudspeaker
yes,
system.
We've got pictures.
In a Union Jack dress, kind of like a Jerry Halliwell one, but a bit bigger than the one she wore.
Yeah, it's
and white sunglasses, Kanye West style.
She's just sort of
what is she
following
doing?
It, just shouting at
what
it.
What is she shouting? Help!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're a big time girl.
Am I?
That's
is
what
that
they say in the song.
I don't know.
Is that the American version of saying, you're bubbly?
I think I would describe myself as a big-time girl.
I wouldn't, you see.
Why?
I wouldn't. You're not a big-time girl. That was Simple Plan. Big Thing. Would have sounded brilliant. Apart from in places like Blackpool and Lancaster, where it's cold and a bit depressing. Sorry.
Oh, what's occurring?
Can't please them all, can you? Now it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? And today, we're back to the world of the celebrity tweet. That's right, it's Who's That Tweeting. There are 10 Scott Mills points on offer for each one you get right. Just tell me who tweeted what.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, Becky's here for this, and Chris, and let's go. Voice of the tweets today is Smooth Talking Dan, but who said this?
On my way home, stuck in traff still.
long ting ding a ling ling sing a sing and sing.
I have
what
never,
kind of idiot would tweet that?
I've never heard anyone called it traff traff, have you?
No, but I've got an idea as to who I think it is. Because I read a lot of tweets like this from them. Can we hear it again, please, Dan?
On my way home, stuck in traff traff still. Long ting ding a ling ling sing and sing sing.
I'm going to say Olly Murs.
No.
Only because I've still got that picture of him half naked in his car from Fern's show earlier in the week in my head. Is that still on our pages if you'll never know?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm trying to think.
Afternoon delight.
3 o'clock, pick me up.
Long ting. I'm going to go Dappy.
Right, can I guess as well for this one?
Yeah.
Joey Essex.
Is correct.
Yep. I read a lot of his tweets. He tweets nonsense, but it's quite funny. No points there. An iron exempt. Next.
Life may be too short, but I have just colour-coded my wardrobe. It's amazing.
Right, there's someone there, a celebrity, obviously with a lot of time on their hands, because they've just colour-coded their wardrobe. But who is it? Think about it. Who's got style? Who's got a lot of free time?
Oh, I was going to say Cheryl Cole.
Who's a little bit OCD. Have a guess.
A lot of free time.
These are hard.
Yeah, I'm going to say Cheryl Cole, but I think she's got a lot of free time.
I'm going to go Claire from Steps.
Okay. The answer is?
It's Holly Willoughby.
Oh, sorry, booby.
I thought she was quite busy, really.
Well, yes,
yeah,
she is quite busy.
Aren't they done on their summer break now, though? Don't they get, like, a ridiculous summer holiday? Scove.
Oh, and then it's Ruth and Eamon?
Yeah.
Right.
They're off for ages,
that could be
they?
Happening, but she's a busy working mum. And next.
What are the origins of the flapjack?
Oh, I don't know, but I love it.
That is genuine excitement. Oh.
There is nothing better than flapjack.
Oh, flapjack.
That's what it was like.
Oh, flapjack.
Right, who thinks the same as me? I think this is my ideal man. I'm going to guess.
Hang on, if we're going to go by Becky's ideal man as well, let us guess first.
Okay.
Let's take that clue and we'll go with it.
Kiefer Sutherland. Like he would ever go, ugh, flapjack.
No, they want to know the history of it. They actually, in hindsight, they haven't actually said they like it. So it's someone. I'm going to say Lily Allen.
I'm going to go Nick Knowles.
And the answer is?
It's Calvin Harris.
Oh. I wouldn't have put him down as a flapjacker.
Is he your ideal man?
No.
Nothing wrong with him.
No.
And next.
Just ate a whole kiwi fruit with my bare hands whilst listening to Minimal Tech House.
Oh, I see. I think
Annie
I might.
Mack.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Pete Tong.
His example.
Oh, he loves his Minimal Tech House and kiwis.
He's also really healthy.
He really is.
Yeah, I watched some video of him backstage when he was on tour and he was going on about how he only eats fruit and yogurt.
Yeah, and runs a lot. Next.
Does anyone want to come and crap my back, please? It's been a right pain in the back.
Who wants their back cracked?
Is that one?
It is one.
I'm going to say Bill Turnbull from BBC Breakfast.
Oh,
yes.
Stop it, that's an
what,
image.
What, he gets up early, has to sit really erect on that sofa all day.
It's only a couple of hours.
It's hard to sit that still, though.
I think I might know again. Go on.
Back crack. Mark Wright.
Right, okay, also, can I just say for future who's that tweeting? Because you can never think of anybody. You're officially banned from giving your answer as Donald Trump.
Oh, I've got that banked right, in no, case I can't.
I don't want to think of Backcrack and Donald Trump.
He's not relevant to any of our listeners. No one cares about him. All right? Just saying.
But his hair is lush.
I think it's Professor Green. Who is it?
It's Molly from the Saturdays.
I was close with Bill Turnbull.
And one more.
Happy birthday to Camilla Parker Bowles. Hope you're enjoying your birthday as much as I am.
Oh, I know this. Oh, this is going to be really annoying.
It must be someone I've sent a nudie pen to, because I've sent out a whole load lately.
What, so they're enjoying Camilla Parker Bowles' birthday?
No, they've got the same birthday as her.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, why would you enjoy her birthday if it's not you?
Is it Eamon Holmes?
Does that ring a bell for you, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the show.
Oh, I know it.
It's David Hasselhoff.
Were you saying it is?
I am saying it is.
You can still guess.
Okay. Well, I want the points. David Hasselhoff.
You're both right.
Yeah.
Woo!
Chris sounds so bored that he, like, he's got so many points he doesn't know what
it's
to
like,
do.
Yeah,
and
whatever, I don't need anymore.
Away.
It's like people that have got, like, 1.5 million Twitter followers, they don't care anymore. They're like, so, stuff you.
Take some points away from him, see how quickly...
Can't do that.
Okay, if I will, if you ever say Donald Trump again, I will immediately deduct 500.
Just on the show or in real life?
In real life?
Yeah.
Like, he's banned from your life now.
You can ban him from
my vocabulary. Or any variation of, including Donald and or Trump.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't even use the word Trump now. So if you're talking about fart, Trumps are off.
And you've just banned that from me.
That's banned. Yeah. You can have your default answer now as Mark Wright.
No.
Yes. And no points there for... Oh, no, actually, 10 points each there for the David Hasselhoff. Well, I'll give you the points as well, because you're going to get them taken away off.
I got it right.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, you copied.
BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1